All right. Ooh, a bit loud. If you can turn me down a little bit higher, so I'm scaring myself. Just get organized. Well, hello again. Different hat. and my opportunity to say Happy New Year to all of us. I think we can still get away with that a week into the new year. And just how good was it, thank you Colin for reading that Bible reading for us, but how good was it to hear from the team just then? So encouraging, and yeah, just want to bless you guys as you go to do that. Let's pray just as we come to this part of our service. Again, we've just been in prayer, but it's good to just ask God to be with us as we come to this in His Word. So let me pray for us. Our Lord God, as we do launch into this new year, we pray for wisdom and for insight, that you would grant us insight into ourselves and our own lives, into the people around us, the people we might be ministering or missioning to, the people we associate with, but also, and most importantly, Lord, insight into you and who you are in our lives, and just the fact that you are God in our lives. And so we pray for that, and we pray this morning as we just just look at this rhythm and rest, that you would speak to us this morning. And Lord, that we'd not only hear it with our ears and in our brains, but that would be something we take into our hearts and into our lives as well. We pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Cool. I don't know about you, but I like the new start feel of a new year. Yeah? It's just like kind of fresh and new. It's a bit of a marker. And whatever's happened in the past year, whether it's been good or bad or whatever, we get an opportunity to kind of have a fresh start in a new year. And it's why we make such a big thing of it. You know, there's fireworks on New Year's Eve and you know, there's people making New Year's resolutions and everything. It really is a marker. We do make a big thing of it. But I was reading during the week some survey results where they just survey people and ask them about this, where the percentage of people who were actually optimistic and looking forward to what this year might bring was quite a bit down on what it normally is in other years. Now, we could probably come to some conclusions about that, about the reasons why. It's probably no surprise. It's been kind of a bit of a rough few years, hasn't it? For all of us in different ways. It's been like we're just dealing with one thing and then the next thing comes and then the next thing comes and we just kind of can't get ourselves back into kilter. And as I was thinking about this, it reminded me that I just remember that there was one summer's day, it's a number of years ago, and I can't even remember what beach it was at, but a group of us were at the northern end of one of Sydney's beautiful beaches, and the swell wasn't huge that day, it wasn't too big to swim, but it also wasn't that small either, and we had to kind of keep an eye on it. And I remember being in the water at one point, and just five or six rather large waves coming in, one after another. The kind of waves where you wouldn't just be able to kind of go over them or swim through them. They'd tumble you around and you'd have to kind of come up for breath. And then, you know, then the next one's on you and the next one's on you. And it was just five or six, bang, 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 one after another. No sooner up out of one than another hit, and with barely time to take breath in between. And it was, to be honest, it was a little bit scary. As soon as I could after that, and I think a few of us kind of went in and had a bit of a rest on the beach before we went back in the water and were a little bit more cautious after that. Well, perhaps that's a little bit what it's felt like for us over the last couple of years, right? We just, one wave comes in and we're just sort of coming up for breath and then another one hits and another one hits. And there's not been a lot of time to just get into a normal kind of rhythm. And no time to take a real breath from some of the things that have impacted us. Well, this morning, we're going to take the opportunity, early in this new year, to take the opportunity just to pause and to take a breath. Whatever's happening for you at the moment, as we start this new year, we're just going to take a few minutes to quite literally take a breath. And then we're going to have a chat about the rhythms of life as followers of the Master Jesus that we've been singing about and praying, you know, praying about that this morning. Does that sound okay? Do that? So first of all, we're going to do something really practical. We're all breathing in this room at the moment, right? Some of us are breathing through masks, which is a little bit more difficult and all of that sort of stuff, but we're all breathing. But how conscious are we of the rhythm of that breathing? So I just want us to participate in a very simple breathing exercise this morning. So if you're comfortable too, I want to invite us to close our eyes and just get comfortable, perhaps hands on your lap just in front of you or hands on your legs just in front of you, and just loosen up your shoulders and make sure you're relaxed with that. And I just want you to consciously breathe in a breath through your nose. And then just maybe breathe out through your mouth. Might be a little bit more difficult with a mask on. And then just do that again in your own rhythm. Just breathe in a breath. When you're ready, just breathe it right out. And then do that again. Just breathe in a breath. And breathe it out again. Do one more time, just to have a breath in through the nose, and just breathe out through the mouth. And if you'd like to, you can open your eyes. I don't want you to go to sleep, that's not the point of it. But I wonder how that was for you. Was it relaxing? It's only like half a minute or a minute. Morel's yawning over there. Nearly put you to sleep. Not too relaxed. I can see everything from up the front here. It's great that you're relaxed, because that's the point of it. So why did we do that? In a church service this morning, basically. A little bit unusual in a church service, but it's a new year and I'm kind of visiting, so I thought an opportunity to do something a little bit different. Why do we do that? Well, because I wanted us just to, a little bit more deliberately, begin to get in the zone of rhythm and rest. Just as there are rhythms in our bodies, with our heart beating, with our breathing, which we're not always conscious of, so too in our lives there is a rhythm that can be healthy for us. And one of the things that can happen as the waves of life wash over us that we talked about before is that we can lose that rhythm, or we're in an erratic rhythm that's not really helpful to living well. And a healthy rhythm can be a key to us having some sort of balance in life. And you know what? I think the Lord Jesus understood this. I reckon he got this. Now, if you're anything like me, we just love the passages in Scripture and in the Gospels where Jesus is active and doing things. Particularly the Gospel of Mark goes from one action step to another action step and another with barely taking breath, it seems, in the space there. And we love seeing Jesus in action. There's no surprise for that. There's a reason for that. It's God at work right amongst us. And as we read the Gospels, we're fascinated with the person of Jesus and what he gets up to. We can't take our eyes off him. And that's as it should be. But as we concentrate on the things that Jesus does and the action that he takes and the things that he's doing in ministry, we can sometimes ignore some of the other bits, the little gems that are just tucked in there in the Gospels where Jesus is doing nothing. Well, he's usually actually praying, so he's doing something, but you know what I mean? He's not actually doing the ministry and that active part of it. There are parts where we're told that Jesus withdraws to lonely places, away from people to pray. Luke tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. But do you catch that word in there? I'm just going to highlight it. He did this often. That's what Luke tells us. When we do something often, what do we call that? It's a habit, isn't it? It's a habit. It's a habitual thing, something that we do regularly. And Luke tells us that Jesus did it often. Sounds like it's a bit of a habit for Jesus to do this, to withdraw to lonely places and pray. Now, we know that Jesus spends a lot of time with people, right? He spends time out in public speaking and performing signs and wonders and healing and restoring lives, being God with us, as we celebrated at Christmas, God coming down to be with us, Emmanuel. So Jesus is with people all the time, and he's ministering to them. And he spends even more time with his disciples. And what's he doing with his disciples? He's showing them, he's teaching them about the ways of the kingdom and the ways to operate and all of that sort of stuff. But in the midst of that, he also seems to make a habit of regularly stopping the busy people stuff and the doing of ministry stuff to deliberately take some time out for retreating, just him and his Father. As well as knowing he did it regularly as a habit, he did it often as kind of a rhythm in his life, we also know something else from this, just this short few scriptures. We know that he did it deliberately. He did it on purpose. We know that because Luke tells us Jesus often withdrew. That's an active, you know, an active motion. He did it on purpose. You see, Jesus just didn't find himself, you know, just happened to find himself in lonely places of rest and retreat where he could communicate with his Father away from the hustle and bustle. Luke tells us he regularly withdrew from the other stuff of life and he made it happen. He took that time out on purpose. You know, I reckon this pattern, this rhythm of life for Jesus is a real key to how he could be so active and so present with people when he's on doing all the other stuff that we love reading about, all the activity. So what if Jesus was on to something here? What if Jesus knew something about what healthy rhythm in life was for humans? After all, he's fully God and fully human, right? Imagine Jesus, the wisest person to ever walk the earth, having something to teach us about the rhythm of our lives. Who would have thought that, hey? Jesus being the wise one. So in the light of that, and so close to the start of a brand new year, I want to share some words of Jesus for us to meditate on this morning, just to soak in and just let sink into us. Now, you may well have heard these words before. They were read out for us just a moment ago in, I think, the NIV translation. And they're brilliant words in any translation, which is why our reading this morning was from the NIV. But I want this morning for us to just have a look at a great paraphrase of this passage that comes from The Message, where I think the author, Eugene Peterson, just captures the heart of what Jesus is saying here. It's a different way of reading it, if you like, and a little bit more interpretation involved there. So this morning, I just want to invite us to hear these words again and to allow some time for us to soak in Jesus' wisdom this morning and what he offers to us as his followers. I'm wary of asking us to close our eyes again in the middle of a sermon, but if you would like to close, Meryl, stay right awake. If you would like to close your eyes again, just go ahead and do that. This is Jesus speaking, and imagine he's speaking these words to you this morning as I read them. This is Jesus. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Just going to read part of that again. Come to me, get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. I don't know how those words might impact you this morning in particular, where you're up to in life, but can you hear what Jesus is offering us here? Isn't it at least partly an antidote to a lack of healthy life rhythm? Some time ago, I was at a gathering with a bunch of other Christians, other Jesus followers. And at one point, the person leading up the front invited us to close our eyes a bit, like I've done a couple of times today. And imagine, just imagine where Jesus was for us in that space or in that place. Now, I've got to say, I don't always get into these sorts of exercises, but this time with my eyes closed, I could kind of see Jesus somewhere in front of me or just present with me. It was quite a sense of his presence there. Then the next thing that the person out the front asked us to imagine was this. He just said, what is Jesus saying to you? What is Jesus saying to you? Straight away, the phrase came to me, come walk with me. Come walk with me. It was an invitation that I could well imagine from the heart of God, an invitation to come walk with Jesus, who I sensed, you know, was present there. To see what he might have to show me, to listen and hear what he might have to say to me. A chance to walk alongside and interact and converse with him, an invitation to come and walk with him. It's just a powerful moment for me. I knew it was a powerful moment because I journaled about it soon after, as I do with anything significant that happens along the way, and kind of unpacked that a little bit. But can we see what Jesus is offering us in this passage? I'll show you, says Jesus, how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Be alongside. Watch how I do it. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And I love that word unforced there as well, because I think that captures something. That captures something of the flow of the rhythm. In so many ways, Jesus is offering us the opportunity of getting back in step with the rhythm of life that we were actually created for, that God made us for. Now, I wish I could tell you that ever since then, Jesus and I are just always walking together, and it happens all the time. It doesn't, but it does happen more than it used to, I've got to say. Because here's my experience, and it might be yours as well. Once you've really begun to discover the unforced rhythms of grace, you want more of that. You seek after it. You long for it. Show me more, Jesus. I want to learn your rhythm. The other way just isn't always working out for me. You know, if that longing becomes strong enough, we, like Jesus, may begin to deliberately, on purpose, withdraw to lonely places to pray, to rest, to retreat, to spend time with our Father, to spend time walking with Jesus, to pray, to watch, to listen. And that might be just a really good thing for us in our souls and our hearts. I want to share a little grandparent insight with you this morning. And I know some of us here have probably been grandparents for a lot longer than I have, and some of us aren't there yet, and it might seem a long, long way off. Well, Let me just say it comes faster than you expect. But we're just delighted to have two little granddaughters. But here's something my granddaughter Anna has taught me. Faster is not always better. And efficiency is not always the most important thing. I wrote a little piece some months back, just a short little thing. I was reflecting on a couple of days that we'd had out with Anna, Cass and I, and I want to share that short piece with you this morning in the light of what we've just been talking about, because I think it captures something. So this little piece is just called Moving at the Speed of Anna. Sometimes our most significant life lessons sneak up on us. Sometimes they come at the hands of the littlest people around us. Anna is 2 years old, or she was when I wrote this. She often walks slowly. She stops randomly. She veers off the track. She explores her world. She is unhurried and always curious and observant. She does the two-year-old's version of stopping to smell the roses along the way, and sometimes that is actually smelling the roses. She loves flowers and all that. Pity flowers, she used to say. Pity flowers. Walking with Anna and allowing her to set the pace is a surprisingly enlightening experience. Adults have places to go and people to see. We most often walk with a purpose. To get from A to B, to get some exercise, to fulfill some task we need to get done. And one day, Anna may do the same. But for now, I get to spend time moving at the speed of Anna, and it's delightful, and it's different, and it's refreshing, and I notice things I otherwise wouldn't. Now, walking with Jesus is obviously different to walking along with a two-year-old, right? But the point of sharing that reflection this morning is that we can learn to walk at a different pace if we choose to match our stride with another, go at their pace. We can learn a different rhythm. We can learn to slow up a little and begin to notice things that we otherwise wouldn't. We can learn to move at the speed of Jesus. Now, if you like the sound of that, if you need a change from maybe a crazy pace, or if you need to take a break from uneven rhythms of life, Jesus offers us all an invitation this morning, an opportunity to move at the speed of Jesus, to learn to move in his rhythms in 2023. If you like the sound of that, you're sitting here this morning thinking, new year, new opportunity. What is it that you need to do to respond to an invitation from Jesus? How might you say yes to Jesus' invitation? To say, yes, Jesus, I'll come walk with you. I'll match my stride with you. I want to watch. I want to notice. I want to see how you do it. I want to learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I want to learn to live freely and lightly. Let me pray for us as we think about how we might respond to that. Our Lord God, you know us better than anyone. And that's because you made us. You made us for activity. You made us capable of doing things, but you also made us for rhythm and for rest. And so, Lord, in the different ways that each one of us are different, I pray that for this year, we might discover or rediscover some of the rhythms of rest and activity, some of the rhythms of life, that are truly going to be most helpful for us in this new year. And I pray, Lord, that we might choose to match our stride with the Lord Jesus as he invites us to come and learn from him, come walk with him. Whatever that might look like for each one of us, Lord, I pray that you would grant us just the grace to take up that opportunity. And we pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Right, well, we're going to finish with another song. And this is a song that might be a little bit newish to some of you, but it's a fairly simple song. But in the light of what we've just been talking about, it's, well, you'll see. The chorus is, it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. I love that line. It's God's breath in our lungs that we actually praise him with. And it just captures that so well. So I invite us to stand. We'll just get this microphone and see if it hopefully can stay at a reasonable level. And if you can rescue me if that starts to fall in the middle. It's that one there. Yeah. So there we go. Yeah, so Heis, if we could turn off the... Yep, thank you. That's great. We're on this one. Beautiful. This is called Great Are You, Lord. Restore every heart.
breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise.
Isn't Mark a blessing? Thank you so much for coming and sharing God's gifts to you with us. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure that there's lots that we will reflect on throughout 2023 and come back to Mark's message today. I wrote not a text to anyone in particular, but I'd like to pray for us before we go and enjoy coffee and barbecue. Lord, may we all keep company with Jesus this year. May we live freely and lightly, move at the speed of Jesus, and live out our lives in the unforced rhythms of grace. Through your grace to us. Amen.
Amen.